next speaker is Matt Crockett, Chief Executive of Telecom Wholesale. Matt reports directly to the Telecom Chief Executive Paul Reynolds, a part of the Telecom's executive team. He's been with Telecom for more than 4 years. He was General Manager Wholesale before being appointed the Wholesale Chief Executive in November 2007. Ask you to give a warm welcome to Matt Crockett. It's a year of big commitments for Telecom. It's a year of delivering on promises. It's a year of providing substantially higher levels of performance. And importantly, it's a year of providing increased choice for all of our customers. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Matt Crockett, Chief Executive of Telecom Wholesale, and I am here speaking to you on behalf of Paul Reynolds, who unfortunately can't be with us today. Paul felt that I was well positioned to speak for him in the operationally separated world, because in that world, we in wholesale sit right in the middle of telecom. We take the physical network inputs from our key supplier Chorus, and we sell wholesale network services such as broadband bitstream services to the retail units of telecom. Telecom retail servicing the mass market and general servicing the ICT market. Importantly though, we're also very proud to serve all the other retail service providers, many of them in the room today, including not least of which is both Russell's and Ellen's businesses in Vodafone and Telstra here respectively. Now while we didn't formally separate until March 31, we in wholesale have been operating in this separated manner for the best part of 2 years now. We made a lot of progress, but we recognize that we have more to do. So what does the year ahead hold for telecom and for our customers? I think it's going to be a really exciting and challenging year for us all. It's a year where much of the hard work of the last few years will really start to come to fruition, driving high performance and more choice for the industry and for all of our customers. It's a year of big commitments and real delivery. It's a year where many of the regulatory and industry building blocks are in place and where the real action is starting to ramp up. And if that wasn't enough, there are new and potentially exciting developments coming in terms of public-private partnerships. Let me now briefly expand on each of these themes. Firstly, it is a year where a bunch of hard work, much of it driven by people in this room and by their teams, is coming to fruition. It's the commitment and passion of this group of people in and around the industry that have gotten us to this point. In particular, I want to recognize and celebrate this contribution up front by thanking my customers and the key industry representative bodies, in particular the Telecommunication Carriers Forum and ISPANs, the passionate and dedicated team in Telecom itself, TWANs, and in particular Ernie Newman, who's been a tireless advocate for the customers of this industry and for the industry itself, the Commerce Commission and the MED. I see many of them here today, and they know well there's been a hell of a lot of hard work in the last few years to get us to this point, so thank you. And of course, Minister Cunliffe, who's had one or two things in his plates in the last few years, and I think has shown and continues to show a great amount of leadership here. So I'm really pleased, actually, I think Ernie recognised that, while there's a lot we should keep our eyes to the future and there's a lot more work to be done, that we really should sort of pause to celebrate what's been achieved. I find these Tours days actually quite a good litmus stick. And if you think about even, from a couple of years ago, really a huge amount has been achieved, and I think we should sort of stop and celebrate that and congratulate each other while keeping our eye on the future. It is a year of big commitments for Telecom. We have committed to upgrading our network, including substantial cabinetization. And that's bringing fibre closer to the home in every town in New Zealand with 500 or more people. And that's not only a world-class, but a world-beating commitment in our opinion. No country in or out of the OECD has made such a commitment to the best of our knowledge. We're committing to expanding our Ethernet footprint to expand the coverage to allow the mass and managed NGN broadband and data products, for example, enhanced UBI and so on. As the Ethernet platforms that actually bring the cost structure and the ability to really ramp up the capacity and performance seen behind it. We're committed to launching our new 3G wideband CDMA network by the end of this year. And we've got real commitment, and I think Paul's been very clear on this on repeated occasions, to to improving our customer service. We know we haven't been perfect across all our units in that to date. And, you know, we're going to have substantial skin in the game on this next year. We've confirmed that a quarter of everyone's bonus at least will be targeted on customer satisfaction measures. We've had them at the moment, but that's a substantial increase in it. So it's not just hollow words there. In April, we did commit to some stretching targets with our investors. For example, within the next 4 to 5 years, we want to achieve 1 million broadband connections. We want to have 80% of New Zealanders with access to broadband at least 10 to 20 megabits per second. 60% of customers' interactions with us being online and automated. And importantly, and this was beyond what the market was expecting, but I think we fronted it and did the right thing, is for next finance, for the 08-09 financial year, we confirmed guidance of about $1 to $1.5 billion of capital investment. And I don't believe anyone is making that kind of committed investment to improve infrastructure and services in New Zealand, and we're proud to do that. These aren't just hollow promises, because it's going to be a year of real delivery, driving high performance, as I talked about. March 31, it's sort of easy to gloss over it, given how much talk there'd been already, but it was a big date. March 31 was separation day. We pulled her off. We are now formally separated across those three areas of telecom. ADSL 2+, and I think this is sort of a well-kept secret, and too well-kept secret, but we've completed deployment of ADSL to 115 exchanges, and we already have 350,000 plus end users, and that's retail and wholesale end users, benefiting from that latest broadband technology. So I didn't want to take the opportunity to set the record straight that when some players are saying they're putting equipment in exchanges that is 10 years ahead of anything else out there, we've actually got that in 115 exchanges, and that looks more like catch-up to me. Beyond that, we have active testing in progress around the next tranche of broadband DSL technology in terms of VDSL 2, and look forward to confirming what we'll be doing with that moving forward down the track. I spoke earlier of the big commitments on cabinetization. We have started delivering on this as well. The first 9 cabinets of the 3,500 in plan have already been installed and are providing high-speed broadband to the residents of Point Chev in Auckland, which have been a problem broadband area due to the long loop links. The way the exchange is configured there. And just an interesting fact to keep in mind, and I noticed a question earlier on just in terms of the sheer sort of engineering and activity challenges of this, but we have to lay 2,500 kilometres of fibre just to support cabinetisation on its own, let alone any of the broader fibre deployments that we're doing, and I'll bring to life some of those shortly. The first exchanges were available for commercial UCLL services as promised by the end of 2007. And Chorus continues to work with its access seekers to unbundle those exchanges as quickly as further exchanges as quickly as possible moving forward. Basic UBA, which is the first naked DSL product in this market, was launched on schedule towards the end of last year, and there's now nearly 1,500 end users on that, and we've seen quite a lot of ramp up in that in the last few months as we've actually rolled out the subsequent phases. Enhanced UBA is well on track for delivery in the September timeframe. This is really the first mass market NGN broadband product in New Zealand that we're providing. And it's really the first, as we've been able to find, the first NGN wholesale product of its kind in the world, and we are confident we can deliver that on schedule in September this year. One thing that people might have heard about at the Digital Summit we haven't really talked about much since is we actually have a fiber to the home pilot going in a number of subdivisions in partnership with World Exchange. So telecom wholesale is providing the bitstream connectivity over the fibre, and World Exchange is providing the web services and other services to the end user. I think this is a tangible delivery bringing to life that the mindset's changed and that app separation is working, and that in the old way this would of course have gone immediately to retail. The way we approached this was actually to say, look, who's the best retail service provider partner for us to work with on this, and we went to the industry and in the end selected to World Exchange for that. We are committed to providing as soon as possible an actual standardized product around fiber to the home, so it will be a fiber tail that any service provider will be able to take up. But this pilot is an important important first bit with Rowan uses pyro money for on the end of it, and the first houses of that went live last week. And as I talked about earlier, we are committed to delivering our wideband CDMA network launch by Christmas. Now, I do want to say to be clear that each of the telecom business units knows that we have to lift our game. We've had some real challenges over the last year, but we are all 100% committed to both addressing these issues and to driving great service performance for all of our customers, be they wholesale or be they retail. And I think an important feature I talked about earlier and I'll expand on is it's a year of increasing choice for our customers. And that starts at really the wholesale, the course and wholesale level, where customers, depending on their particular business model choices, their own particular configuration and so on, have more choice from actual infrastructure investment in terms of putting actual equipment in exchanges and so on for LLU, through the bitstream type data tower products, all the way through to more resale type offerings. And we really do have quite different kinds of customers in chorus and wholesale who take those different services and mixes of those. There is new and serious players entering the market all the time. We've had a great year in terms of customer acquisition, if you like, in telecom wholesale. Trustpower has come in, State Services Commission, IT service players like Datacom starting to take services from telecom wholesale, and of course New Zealand Communications. The wholesale products like EUBA as part of that, providing platforms for innovation. I think we've heard some great stuff from two of our biggest customers today in that space. But just some examples around it. So really, when I look at wholesale, we provide those platforms, wholesale service platforms that allow retail service to providers to innovate, differentiate, and do a whole bunch of interesting things. Yeah. Wide exchanges, industry-leading digital voice services. Vodafone, we play a key part of the components of Vodafone's convergence story there and some of the recent announcements they've made. Telstra Clear's Clear Network, it was great to see that, working over those services. And also for telecom retail, the Yahoo Extra suite of services. So I do think we're starting to see a ramp up of the differentiation and innovation at the retail layer for end users, which is really at the end of the day what it's all about. So beyond that, what's new and potentially exciting? I think as Paul Reynolds has said many times, telecom's taking a no-stones-unturned approach to finding ways to further upgrade our network and extend its geographic reach, including, of course, pushing fiber closer to the home, and including taking the fiber to the node plans and broader beyond the currently committed footprint as far into rural as possible. We really do welcome the recent discussions and developments for potential public and public-private partnerships, including discussions at the government's Digital Futures Summit, the Broadband Investment Forum's thinking on accelerating broadband investment in New Zealand, the New Zealand Institute's delivering on the broadband aspiration, a recommended pathway to fiber for New Zealand, National's recent proposals around the $1.5 billion for pushing fiber to the home, and we're sure that Labor will also be adding their thinking on high-speed broadband services to the debate, and we look forward to Minister Cummins' speech later today and to more in the coming months. So we look forward to engaging and working through the detail with these groups and with other key stakeholders to identify the real pragmatic opportunities to move forward within this space. To conclude, together I think we've started something here that is building enormous momentum across the industry. The telecommunications landscape in New Zealand is changing on a massive scale, and I was again pleased to see any saying this, but I do believe that other countries inside and outside of the OECD will be looking at what we're developing and delivering on in the coming years and looking at it with covetous eyes. You don't need to look too far on this. What we're doing here today in New Zealand, they are still only debating in Australia. Here, fiber to the node is a locked and loaded commitment, not a negotiation. Even in the UK, the telecommunications comparison of choice for many, the debate on next generation broadband and the fiber to the node deployments still rages. Here we are delivering on it. We have binding commitments and committed plans, and we're delivering it in an open access way and without any of the regulatory strings attached that other players are seeking in other markets. And rightly, our debate here has shifted to the next stage of how to further improve the performance and reach of New Zealand's infrastructure and to get that fiber closer to the end user. Of course, there's still a lot of work to do, with much to deliver both as individual organisations and as an industry. However, I really do think we should feel good about what we've achieved and what we're delivering in the short term. And we should feel good about what the year ahead holds for us and for our customers. Thank you.